今天的经文在以弗所书第六章一到三节。你们做儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
谢谢。You know, it's easy to give birth to a child.
生孩子可能看似简单。
But to be a parent of a child is not that easy.
但是要作为父母来把这个孩子养大并不容易。
And it's not easy for the mother, and it is not easy for the father.
无论对于父亲或者母亲来说，把孩子抚养长大都不甚容易。
And our children often go to our mother first when they have something they want to talk to them about.
在我们的孩子有需求的时候，他们时常先去找妈妈。
They only go to their fathers when they have a need.
他们只有在真正有需求的时候才找爸爸。
Especially when they need money.
尤其是他们需要零花钱的时候。
You know, the fifth of the Ten Commandments states that we are to honor our parents, not just one or the other, but both.
十诫的第五条诫命当中叫我们要孝敬父母。
And in the letter to the Ephesians, Paul uses the church relationship with Jesus, and he emphasized that, you know, this relationship must be practiced in the relationships, whether it's at home or at work.
在保罗写给以弗所教会的书信当中，保罗提到教会与耶稣的关系，保罗提到这样的关系是必须要在我们的家庭和在我们的工作场所当中得到实践的。
In the first three verses of this chapter that we just read, he quoted this fifth commandment.
在今天经文的前三节当中，保罗引用了这个第五条诫命。
And in Greek, the word honor means worth or value in a very literal sense.
在希腊文当中honor 也就是荣耀这个字呢，它的意思是这个字面上的意思是价值。
And this honor is evaluated by a person's actions and performance.
这样的价值呢，是由一个人的行为和他在社会当中的地位所决定的。
That is determined by the community or the society or the culture they live in.
也是由他所处的社会，他的价值所决定的。
And that's one aspect of honor.
这是荣耀的一个方面。
Another aspect of the word honor is.Honor must be given to someone who are in a given position.
另外一个方面是荣耀是给一个在这个社会当中有地位的人的。
For example, a king who is appointed or is elected to become the ruler of the nation, he is to be honored.
举个例子说，一个君王他是当得荣耀的。
And you see, parents are given this position by God as the parent of the children.And they are to be honored.
神让我们成为父母，也是让我们得到应得的荣耀和尊敬。
And this honor must also be not just positionally, but must also be seen by their actions and performance.
这个荣耀也是由我们的行为来决定的。
And so therefore, honor is not just a given position, but it can be cultivated.To win the honor of another person from another person.
所以荣耀并不一定是既定的，也是可以通过培养，通过一个人的行为来赢得的。
And therefore, we honor our parents based on the position given to him, as well as how they prove themselves to be a good parent.
所以我们应当尊敬、孝敬我们的父母，不光光因为他们是我们的父亲和母亲，也是因为他们是怎样来培养我们的。
And so how do we honor them?
所以我们应当怎样来孝敬父母呢？
You see, my focus this morning is on this whole aspect of honoring our parents.
我今天早上讲到的中心是说到要孝敬我们的父母。
And if you're wondering how come I didn't read verse 4 of chapter 6,
如果你在想我为什么没有读到以弗所第六章的第四节的话，
Because that verse says that father don't exasperate your children.
因为第四节说到父亲不要这个惹怒。
It's not that I choose to ignore it, but my focus is on this commandment.
不是说我故意要不看第四节，而是我今天的中心是在孝敬长辈上面。
And so the first way we can honor our father in relation to Father's Day is to respect him because of the position that he has been given by God in the family.
我们第一个能来这个孝敬长辈的方法是通过尊敬他，因为他在我们的家中是这个作为父亲的地位。
And this doesn't mean that you just call him father or dad.
这不光光是说你叫他爸爸。
Because today in the Western world, we know that white people call their own father by name, not by addressing them this position, father.
因为在我们今天生活的美国社会当中，很多的小孩不叫他的爸爸，而是直接称呼他的名字。
But what I mean is more than that. It means to address him with that respect that he deserves.
尊敬父亲是要真的是给父亲他应得的尊敬。
Treat him for who he is as your father.
认真的对待他，作为他是一个真正的怎么样的人。
Don't go to him only when you need his money.
不要只有在你有需要的时候才去找爸爸。
You know, treat him as you would treat your school teacher.
像对待你学校的老师一样对待你的父亲。
Or a friend you love dearly.
像对待一个你爱的朋友一样对待父亲。
And so how do we do this as children?
我们作为孩子应该怎样尊敬父亲呢？
We can start by using the opportunity we had at the dinner table to talk to him.
我们可以在与父亲共进晚餐的时候与他交谈。
And not play on the cell phone.Or the iPad during dinner time.
而不是只是在吃饭的时候看手机。
Or while he's driving you back from school, when he talks to you, talk to him.
或者说当你的父亲在开车的时候也可以与他交谈。
At least make his money paid for the gas worthwhile. Talk to him.
至少让他觉得把你开来开去是值得的。
And if he asks you, how's school today?
如果他问你今天在学校怎么样呢？
You know what most children would do when you ask them, how's your day?
大家知道大多数的小孩在被问到这个问题的时候的回答是怎样？
One word.
一般都是一个词。
Right, what's that one word?
那是什么词？
Good, fine.
挺好，挺不错。
Right.
是不是这样？
That's the only word they respond to you.
这是他们用的这个唯一的一个回应的词。
But we Chinese men, right, we are very reserved.
作为华人我们非常的保守。
And we don't know how to make small talk with even our own children.
我们不知道应该怎样的与孩子嘘寒问暖。
And so when your children say fine, good, we don't know what to say after that.
所以当我们的孩子说挺好的时候，我们也不知道应当怎样回应。
And so as children, we need to elaborate, or at least teach your children to elaborate what do they mean by good or fine.
所以作为孩子我们至少可以除了说挺好之外更加多的形容一下今天到底过了怎样的一天。
And most Chinese parents or most Chinese father, you know, they are often too proud to admit they are ignorant of what their child is saying.
大多数华人的父亲通常太过骄傲不愿意多说或者多问一句。
Because the pressure is on him, he's supposed to know everything as a father.
因为有些华人的父亲觉得作为父亲他应该什么都知道无所不知。
So just humor him.
所以请作为孩子我们应当真的是多与他交谈。
Explain what is fine to him.
我们应当告诉他今天在过得到底怎么样。
Explain what is good that is for you to him.
除了说在学校挺好之外多形容一下到底经历了怎样的一天。
Understand that as your father, he doesn't know how to express his love as your friend's father.
作为孩子，我们应当理解我们的父亲可能不知道应当怎样来关心我们。
Because his father didn't teach him how to be like the father your Caucasian friends are like.
可能因为我们的父亲并不像我们身边的朋友的爷爷或者爸爸那样这么会关心孩子。
Don't compare him with your friend's father.
不要拿你的爸爸和你的朋友的爸爸做对比。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because first of all, your friend's father is not your father.
因为第一点 你朋友的父亲不是你的父亲。
You are the son of your father.
你是你父亲的儿子。
And secondly, your friend's father is not Chinese.
第二点 你朋友的父亲并不是华人。
You are Chinese.
而你是华人。
Third, your friend's father does not live with you.
第三点你朋友的父亲并不与你同住。
And you live with your father.
而你与你的亲生父亲住在一起。
So all you see are superficial of your friend's father and his son.
所以你看到的你朋友的父亲光鲜的一面可能都只是表象。
And all that you see is often very superficial.
可能都是很肤浅的。
And it is the best side of their relationship.
你所看到的是你的朋友和你朋友的父亲最光鲜亮丽的一面。
But if you go and stay for them for a while, you can see the other side.
但是如果你真的与他们住在一起住几天的话，你就能看到并不那么光鲜的一面。
And maybe the worst of it as well.
甚至是非常丑陋的一面。
And so don't compare him with your friend's father.
所以不要拿你的父亲和你朋友的父亲做对比。
But one thing you can be sure.
但是有一点你是可以肯定的。
Like your friend's father, he loves you very much.
就像你朋友的父亲一样，他也一样的爱你。
With that say, you know, we fathers are not off the hook.
这不是说父亲就没有什么责任。
We too must learn to talk to our children.
作为父亲父亲也应当学习怎样与孩子交流。
Especially when we live in a different kind of society and culture when we migrated here.
尤其是当我们移民来到美国，生活在一个西方的文化和社会当中的时候。
And I had to learn when I came over here too.
当我来到这边的时候，我也需要学习。
And I have to admit I wasn't very successful.
我必须要承认，我也不是一个非常成功的例子。
Because I have been brought up in this way, I've always lived in the East until I came over here to live.
因为我从小到大，生活都是生活在一个东方的教育背景当中。
And even though I live here, I live mostly with Chinese, interact with Chinese more than the Caucasians.
即使我生活在西方社会，我的日常的交流也是与这个华人为主要。
You know, Chinese fathers usually only tell their children what to do.
华人父亲有时候只喜欢命令他的孩子们去做事。
And when they don't do it well, we correct or we even scold them.
当孩子表现得不好的时候，父亲经常责骂他们。
And though this is the way we were brought up.
这是我们从小到大的家庭背景。
But not just because we are living in a Western culture, we got to change, but also because we are Christians and we need to change our ways of how we be a father.
我并不是说因为我们生活在西方的社会当中我们就需要改变，而是因为我们是作为基督徒。
And we need to be a good Christian father that is taught in the Word of God.
我们需要做一个在神的话语当中扎根的好的基督徒的父亲。
And that's how we respect him for the position he has been given by the Lord.
这也是我们我们可以怎样的来回应我们的天父，通过作为一个好的父亲。
The second thing we can do to show honor to our fathers is appreciate him.
第二点我们可以做的尊敬我们的父亲的方法是欣赏他。
Appreciate him for who he is and what, and how he loves in his own ways.
欣赏你的父亲，欣赏他怎样的爱你。
You know, I think I've said this before, is that fathers are the most unappreciated person in his own home.
我觉得父亲是在一个家庭当中最不受欣赏的一个人。
There was a pastor, his daughter wrote a poem to honor him on Father's Day.
有一个牧师，他的女儿写了这样的一首诗歌来给他在过父亲节的时候。
You know, in the poem,And the purpose of the poem was to honor him, but what she said inside the poem, the content speaks or had revealed the truth of how fathers are in the eyes of others, especially those in the family.
这个牧师的女儿写这首诗是要来荣耀来尊敬他的父亲，但是我们可以在接下来这首诗的内容当中看到这个 他的爸爸在他心中的地位
和形象。And so this is how the poem goes.
这首诗是这样说的。
He says, Dad, Dad, Dad.
爸爸，爸爸，爸爸。
The dear old worthless geezer.
亲爱的，没有价值的老爸。
Oh, the fusses I have had.
让我经历无数的喜怒哀乐。
With that old patient teaser.
与这个耐心的老顽童。
He lacks the spirit of a mouse.
他缺少老鼠一般的精神。
Most anyone can down him.
他很容易失落，几乎每一个人都可以让他感到伤心。
We let him hang around the house.
我们让他继续在家里待着。
It's cheaper than to drown him.
因为把他赶走更加费事。
And although it's meant to honor him, but the words of how he's viewed and treated at home is not very positive.
虽然这首诗是写来尊敬他的父亲的，但是诗的诗词却不是非常的表示尊敬。
And no wonder a lot of fathers shrink from saying too much or doing too much.
难怪很多的父亲并不想多说，甚至多做。
Because they are never good enough.
因为他们可能觉得他们永远做不到更好。
And so we got to learn to appreciate him.
所以我们必须学习怎样的来欣赏我们的父亲。
For the little things they do for us as their children.
为了他，我们的父亲为我们所做的一切。
Instead of complaining along with his wife about him.
作为孩子，与其与妈妈一起抱怨我们的父亲。
And so wives don't belittle or make fun of your husband in front of the children.
作为妻子，不要随意的贬低或者在你的孩子面前说丈夫的坏话。
But appreciate him.
然而欣赏他。
Especially for the little things he does.
尤其是因为他在家里所做的每一件的小事。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because at work, he has enough of all those things.
因为也许你的丈夫，你的爸爸在工作场所当中已经受了足够的贬低。
You know, a group of seniors met regularly to drink tea together.
有一群老人经常在一起喝茶。
And everyone's job is to take turns to host the tea session.
每一位这个小组当中的老人呢，都轮流来主持这个派对。
It's not bringing them to the restaurant to have dim sum, 饮茶。
不是带大家去餐馆饮茶。
But they will gather at the host house and drink tea together.
而是他们轮流到其中一位主人的家中一起喝茶。
And each person will bring out their best tea and the most rarest kind and the most expensive kind to entertain their guests.
每一次举办这个茶会的老人都会拿出他最好的、最稀有的茶叶。
And so one time, the most respected person of the group was hosting the tea party.
有一次在这个小组当中最受尊敬的老人主持这个茶会。
And so he took out his tea cups and set and the tea leaves, and he did it very ceremoniously.
所以他拿出他的茶叶非常有仪式感的为大家沏茶。
And when they drank the tea, the friends drank the tea, they all admire and praise him for the exquisite tea.
当朋友们喝上这个茶叶的时候，大家都赞扬这一位主人，说他的茶很好。
And the man just smiled and said,
老人笑了，这么说。
The tea you have found so delightful is the same tea our peasants drink.
老人说，你觉得这很好喝的茶，其实是和普通人喝的茶并没有差别。
You know, when I read the story, it reminds me that the good things of life are not necessarily the rarest or the costlier, like a father's love for his child.
当我读到这个故事的时候，我发现在我们生活当中的好的事情并不一定是最稀有或者是最昂贵的，就像我们的父亲对我们的爱一样。
He loves us.From his heart.
父亲爱我们，从他的心里爱我们。
He takes pride to be your father.
作为父亲，他感到非常的骄傲。
You know, last month I went for my haircut.
上个月我去剪头发。
And Usually, you go to a barber shop, most of the hairdresser are what? Women, right?
通常只剪头发，大部分的理发师是女性。
This time I went, by the time I got in, each of the hairdresser take turns, right? Whoever come in, then they take turns to get the customer to cut their hair.
每一位理发师都轮流剪头发。
And so by the time I walk in, the person, my hairdresser was a guy.
所以当轮到我的时候呢，来给我剪头发的是一位男性。
Probably in his late 20s or early 30s.
是一个年轻人，大概二三十岁。
And he was dressed in shorts, and his whole body, the legs and the arms were all tattooed.
这个年轻人穿着短裤，身上有刺青。
And he's new, actually, in the store.
他是店中的新手。
And so when I walk in and he signaled me to come and sit, I went forward, but in my heart and in my mind I was thinking, can I trust him with my hair?
当我将要去剪头发的时候，我心中产生了怀疑，我能够相信这个年轻人吗？
And then when he started working on my head, I began slowly to appreciate that he takes his time, he puts his heart into what he was doing.
当我真正的开始接受这个理发的时候，我才发现这个年轻人其实非常的仔细，为我很仔细的剪头发。
No, he's very careful and he's very gentle in how he treated me like a customer.
他剪头发剪得非常的认真，也很轻柔。
And then I noticed something.
然后我发现了。
When the women who were cutting all those heads, customers' head,They finished one and a half, and this guy was still working on my head.
这个我发现身边的女理发师剪的比这个男理发师快多得多。
It's not how much he is worried about how many heads he cut so that he makes so much money, but he has the customer at heart.
我的这个理发师并不在乎他的剪头发的效率，他真正在乎的是为客户剪一个好的头发。
And so when I sat there and I noticed all these things, I told myself I'm going to give him a big tip.
当我发现这个事情的时候，我对自己说我要给他一个很高昂的小费。
To encourage him.
来鼓励他。
Because, at his age, I don't know his background, but at his age, he should be doing something better. But, as a Chinese, I think that way. But he is cutting another person's head. Hair.
作为一个中国人，我虽然觉得这个年轻人不应该是在这里剪头发。
But I wanted to encourage him.
但是我想以此来鼓励他。
You see, when you appreciate somebody, you will do something to encourage him or her.
当你欣赏一个人的时候，你会做一些事情来鼓励他，激励他。
And likewise, I think we need to learn to appreciate our father so that we can do little things for them.
同样的道理，我们也应当学习来欣赏我们的父亲，欣赏他为我们做的每一件小事。
Instead of expecting them to do everything for us.
而不是理所当然的觉得他应该为我们做每一件事。
And the third thing that we can do to honor him is adore him.
第三点，我们应当敬仰父亲。
Adore him like you would adore your pet.
像你这个喜欢你的宠物一样，喜欢你的父亲。
Some of us have pets.
我们当中很多人有养宠物。
And we have to admit that we sometimes love our pets more than the people around us.
我们有时候也不得不承认，我们比爱身边的人更爱我们的宠物。
And so there is this psychologist, a doctor. Her name is Judith Mayer-Tozes.
有这样一个叫 Judith 的心理学家。
And so she says, as wives, we need to learn to treat our husband better if we want to have a happier marriage.
心理学家说到，作为妻子，如果想要有一个更加幸福的婚姻，我们必须要学会更好的对待丈夫。
And for children, if you want to have a happy family, adore your fathers.
他对孩子们说，如果你想要有一个更快乐的家庭，你必须要敬仰你的父亲。
And so she suggested five ways how dog lovers train their dogs.
所以他提了五点这个他提了五点宠物的爱好者对待他的宠物的方式。
And learn those principles.
他希望人也从这个五个方法当中学习应该怎样的来对待我们的父亲。
And actually, if you look at if you listen to the five, you'll find that three of them may only apply to the wives, and the other two can be for both the child and the wife.
这五点当中有三点也适用在妻子身上，另外的都适用在孩子和这个爸爸或者妈妈身上。
And so, the first one, the first three is for the wives. He says, keep a loose leash.
前三点是对妻子说的，第一点说要把缰绳放松。
In other words, don't try to control him too much.
不要尝试太多的过度控制你的丈夫。
Give him the freedom of space and time.
给他应得的空间和时间。
If he has friends and hobbies that he wants to do, allow him to do it.
让他做自己想做的事情。
And not constantly getting at his back to do this and do that for you.
而不是每时每刻都叫他为你做事。
And then the second is let him make a mess.
第二点是让他能够在家里怎么说呢，捣乱吧。
捣乱。You know, most men are not as tidy and clean as me.
很多男人不像我一样干净。
And I know some women are very clean and tidy that whenever the husband makes a mess, they get upset.
女性通常都比较干净整洁，所以当他们的丈夫在家里弄成一团糟的时候，他们就会生气。
So, let him have some leeway to make a mess, especially when it is his own space, the office.
所以让你的丈夫在家里得到自由，能够稍微捣一捣乱，把东西弄得乱一点。
It's better to have a messy house and a comfortable and happy husband.
与其有一个干净的家，不如有一个更加爱你的丈夫，更加开心的丈夫。
So allow him this freedom to make a mess.
所以给他自由和空间，让他能够捣乱。
And third of all, the third one.Keep him well fed.
第三点是妥善的喂养你的丈夫。
And so she says some women have dinner cooked when their husbands come home.
很多妻子在她的丈夫回家的时候已经煮好了晚餐。
But they delay serving it to him.
但是却不在丈夫回来的时候就吃饭。
So she says, feed them at the same time each day.
所以这个心理学家提醒妻子说应该每天在相同的时间吃晚餐。
But if you can't do it the same times every day, at least don't keep him waiting.
如果你不能在每天相同的时间供应晚餐的话，至少不要让你的丈夫等待太久。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he said when you take out a biscuit, a dog biscuit, and show it to the dog, you don't keep it back.
当你拿出一个狗饼干给你的狗狗的时候，你不会拿出来给它，又不让它吃。
And so she says, likewise, you know, when you show it to him or when you have it ready, feed him.
所以心理学家提醒到，当你准备好晚餐的时候，就一起用餐吧。
And we often hear the saying, to get to a man's heart is through his stomach.
我们经常听到这样的一句俗语要得男人的心，要先得他的胃。
Okay, so feed him, and he will make him a you will have a happy husband who will love you with all your heart.
所以让他吃好喝好，他也会全心全意的爱你。
And then the last two is applicable for both wife and children.
最后两点适用于妻子和孩子。
And she says, you know, most pet dogs have a favorite place.Where they will go and scratch or play or touch.
他说到大部分的宠物狗都有一个最喜欢的地方被抚摸或者去玩。
And so she says, learn to know how and where best that will encourage your husband, whether it's a hug or a touch on the head, you know, show this affection for him.
所以他提醒到妻子们，学习怎样来爱你的丈夫。
Or even as a child, you can just pat him on the back, say, "Good job, Dad."
或者作为一个孩子，你可以在背后拍一下你的父亲，说，爸爸，你做得很棒。
And also show him love in this way.
通过这样的方式来让他看到你多么的爱他。
And then lastly, she says, give him a lot of praise.
最后给予父亲或者丈夫很多的赞扬。
Because when your dog perform well, you often give them a treat.
当你的宠物狗表现得好的时候，你会给他一个好吃的。
To appreciate them for doing it well.
来让他知道他表现得很棒。
And so give him a lot of praise, even little ones that he does for you.
所以为你的丈夫或者你的父亲所做的每一件小事都赞扬他。
And so adoring your husband, adoring your father will lead to for you as a wife, a happier marriage, and for you as a child, a happier family.
所以爱你的丈夫，敬仰你的丈夫，对于妻子来说是有一个更加幸福的家庭的好方法。
And why do we want to do that?
为什么要这么做呢？
Because first of all, it's a command from God.
因为第一，这是神的诫命。
Second, because in this command, this is the only command in the Ten Commandments with a promise.
第二点，因为这是在十诫当中唯一一个有应许的诫命。
And that promise is a long life.
这个应许就是在地上的日子得以长久。
And so start doing what he tells you to do.
所以让我们遵守神的诫命。
Respect him by listening to what he has to say.
让我们尊敬我们的父亲，也听从他的指示。
And this promise of longevity is not only for life on earth.
这个长寿的应许不光适用我们在世界上的生命。
Maybe you'll be thinking, oh, yeah, I know you're going to say eternal life as well.
可能你在想，哦，我知道你可能要说永生。
Oh, of course, eternal life is included.
当然，永生是包括在这里面的。
But if you want your marriage to have a long life as well, you know, do this commandment.
但是如果你想要你的婚姻也长久的话，也应当遵守这个诫命。
You know, many marital problems are related with parents as well.
很多婚姻当中的问题都是与我们的父亲母亲有关系的。
Whether it's with your own parents or with your in-laws.
有些是因为你自己原生家庭的问题，有些是因为你和你的婆婆或者公公的关系。
And maybe you are thinking, oh, in our day and age, we don't have this problem because we don't live with them anymore.
也许你觉得说在我们现今的社会当中没有这个问题了，因为我们不再和我们的祖辈父辈一起住。
But it still happens.
但这仍然会发生。
Marriage break up, marriage have divorced because of relationship with in-laws or our own parents.
很多婚姻的破碎是因为我们没有能够妥善处理我们和我们的父母和我们的公公婆婆的关系。
And it's not only with the Chinese speaking, whether it's Mandarin or Cantonese.
不光只是在华人的社会里面。
But also in those English speaking as well.
也在今天的西方世界当中屡屡皆是。
Even in our own church.
即使是在我们自己的教会当中。
There were break up of marriage because of in-laws or the parents.
一些婚姻因为和父亲母亲或者公公婆婆的关系而破碎。
See, because when you don't get along in the marriage with your in-laws and parents,It can affect your own marriage too.
当你不能够妥善处理和长辈的关系的时候，这也会影响你自己的婚姻。
You know, there's a story about a computer on a person traveling on a train with his friend.
有这样一个故事，一个人和他的朋友在火车上面旅行。
And they were talking about their lives and also their family and so forth.
他们在畅谈他们的生活和他们的家庭。
And so they talk about commonality between they have with their mother-in-law.
他们聊到 他们和他们的婆婆之间的共同之处。
And so this man said to his friend, he says, actually, my mother-in-law, I have a lot in common.
这个男的说，我和我的丈母娘有很多共同的地方。
For one, we wish my wife had married someone else.
有一点就是我们都希望我的妻子嫁给了另外一个人。
You catch that? Some of you didn't catch that, right? but this is where problem often lies.
这也就是问题所在之处。
In a marriage, when our in-laws are involved in the conflict.
我们很多婚姻当中的问题是因为我们没有能够妥善处理我们和公公婆婆之间的关系。
Or when our conflict is because of them.
我们有这样的矛盾是因为和长辈的关系处理得不好。
And but if both, whether it's because of them or it's the other way around, if we all honor our parents, whether it's in-law or not in-law, we will have a marriage that will last lifelong.
无论问题是在我们自己还是在长辈的身上，如果我们能够尊敬长辈的话，我们的婚姻必将长久。
Because this promise is not just talking about living long life alone.
神的应许并不只是应许我们有长久的生命。
It's about the whole aspect of your life on earth as well.
也包括了我们整个在世上的生命。
How you enjoy God's blessing in your life.
我们怎样才能够享受神在我们生命当中的赐福。
Whether it's with your wife, with your children, as well as your in-laws.
我们怎样享受与我们的妻子、孩子和我们的父辈、祖辈一样一起享受神所赐的祝福。
Because what's the use of having a long life when all these other areas all fail?
因为长寿，如果你的生命当中一切都已经逝去了，那长寿还有什么用呢？
What's the use of having a long life when you don't want to go home?
当你每天都不想要回家的时候，生命长久又有什么用呢？
You see, life is not just about length.
生命并不只是这个活在地上长久的程度。
Life is about quality too.
生命也是关于你生命的质量的。
And life is also about the witness of who we are as children of God.To one another.
生命也在于我们作为神的孩子怎样对待彼此。
You know, I don't know you, many fathers are concerned about that their children grow up to become doctors and engineers.
很多父亲都希望他们的孩子长大之后成为有用可造之材。
And at least they make a lot of money.
希望孩子们能够生活富足。
Even if they don't become doctors and engineers, at least they can make a lot of money.
即使他们不成为这个医生或者工程师，至少是生活富足。
But as Christians, fathers,
但是作为基督徒，作为一名父亲，
our concern should be that our children grows up to become men and women of God.
我们的担忧应该是我们的孩子能不能长大成为一个属神的人，愿意跟随神的人。
Because that's the best gift they can give you.
因为这是作为父亲母亲可以给你作为孩子最好的礼物。
So it's not the gift or the money they bring home to you on Father's Day or when they visit you, but it is the character and the quality of a good Christian man or woman that they exemplify in front of you.
作为孩子来说，我们能给我们的父亲和母亲最好的礼物，不是送给他们一些金钱或者物质上的东西，而是成为一个愿意跟随神的人。
No, if they give you all these things and they become doctors or engineers, it's a good thing. It's a bonus.
如果你的孩子真的成为了可造之材，生活极其富足的话，是像一个嘉奖一样。
But the best gift is still they become men.And woman of God.
但是对于父母来说，他们能够得到最好的礼物 就是孩子能够成为一个愿意跟随神的人。
A man was waiting for surgery in a hospital.
一个父亲在他在医院里面等待手术。
And so he told his father.
他对他的父亲说。
He says, you know, I sure hope I can be home to celebrate Father's Day with you.
他对父亲说，我希望手术之后，真希望能够和你一起庆祝父亲节。
And he says, you know, when I was ten, I felt so bad about that situation or that day.
在我十岁的那一年的父亲节，我感到非常的失落。
I never give you a gift.
我没有能够给你一个父亲节的礼物。
And then the father said,
父亲这样说。
I remember that day.
孩子，我记得那一天。
And the day before, on Saturday,I was with you at a store.
那一天的前一天，我和你一起在一个商场里。
And you were picking up the cigars, and then you did something that I was shocked.
我看到你在商场里挑选雪茄，然后我看到你做了一件让我感到震惊的事情。
You took the cigar and you put it into your pocket.
你把雪茄拿起来放进了自己的口袋里。
Because I knew you had no money.
我知道你当时没有钱来买雪茄。
I was sad.
我感到非常的失落。
Because I thought you were going to leave the store without paying for them.
因为我当时觉得你可能会偷这些雪茄。
But as soon as you put them into your pockets, you took them out and put it back on the shelf.
但是你把这些雪茄放进口袋之后，你又把它们拿了出来，放回了架子上。
And the next day on Sunday, you didn't come into the house. You were playing outside.Because you have no present to give to me.
父亲节的那天，你一直没有进到家里来，因为你觉得没有礼物可以送给我。
And you probably thought I was hurt.
你可能觉得我那天很伤心。
But son, you are wrong.
但孩子，你错了。
Because the moment you put the cigars back and not break the law, you gave me the best present I ever had.
因为在那一个你把雪茄放回货架的瞬间，你就已经给了我所能够想到的最好的父亲节礼物。
See, the best present you can give to honor your father is being a man and woman of God.
弟兄姐妹们，你所能够给你的父亲母亲最好的礼物，就是成为一个跟随神的人。
But the most important thing is that you are also honoring your heavenly father.By doing what is right and not wrong.
最重要的是，你通过做正确的事，走正确的路，来荣耀我们的天父。
You see, our Heavenly Father loves us so much.
天父如此的爱我们。
That He would give His only Son to die for our sins.
他差他的独生爱子为我们的罪而死。
And the Son loved His Father so much that He would honor His Father by obeying His.Desire and plan for him.
人子如此爱天父，所以他决定顺服天父的旨意。
And we need to learn from our Heavenly Father how to be a father.
我们应当向天父学习来怎样做一个好父亲。
Who will give his best to his children.
我们应当学习怎样将最好的给我们的孩子。
And so may God teach us to be that kind of father like our Heavenly Father.
求神教导我们来怎样向天父学习做一个好父亲。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Father, we, 天父，我们感谢你，因着你的爱，你显向你自己的爱在我们当中，用着你自己的独生子耶稣基督来为我们赎罪，我们满心感谢你。所以求神你自己带领我们做一个基督徒，做一个父亲，做一个孩子，做一个妻子，可以学习神你的榜样。我们将祷告奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。